data about each of the approach that you are considering is going to help you decide what's best for your organization. So you might be doing a cost benefit analysis to figure out which of the options is maybe the most cost effective in using resources and what kinds of benefits that might yield. Other approaches might be very cost efficient and very expensive, but they might yield better results. And the approach is really determined by both the three constraints that you have on your project, but also what is the expected and what's the impact from the project. Sometimes you don't need to have maximum impact. Sometimes it is just to get to a good enough result. So don't have to optimize for the outcome. So might just need to find out what's the cheapest way to get to a good enough result. There may be also things like risk consideration that you might need to think about or will definitely need to think about the beginning of your project. What is including the approach, making sure that the risk that you are taking is appropriate to what the organization is expecting. Data again is hugely important in this, in order to also quantify the cost, quantify the benefits, quantify the risk, in order to properly analyze them and not just trust your gut, because you might have business knowledge but it still might not cover the situation that you end up in. So your gut feeling isn't always correct, and supplementing it with actually data is a really good thing. And for project manager, it is essential. I'm not trying to say that my answer is the all encompassing one answer and one size fits all.